Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break, and today is Friday. I hope you're so glad it's Friday. I'm glad that you're along with me today. Today we're going to talk about one verse that so many of us, I think, get a little bit out of context, but still, even out of context, it's the truth. And we'll be looking at James chapter 5, verse 12 today. All right? So if you have your copy of God's Word, let's read along. But above all, my brothers, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath. But let your yes be yes, and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. All right. So looking at a couple times I've heard people talk about this, sometimes it talks about swearing, like profanity. That's not what this is talking about. Which would be a good thing, you know, don't swear, all right? Don't use profanity. That's a good thing. Apparently, a lot of people in today's society need to take that advice. Can't even watch a TV show anymore. But anyway, I'm not going to get off on that topic. Other people have said that this verse means, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And if you look at it from the perspective of anything that you say needs to hold as truth, well, that is true, and I think we see that supported by Scripture. But keep in mind the context of this verse. The context of this verse is patience, endurance, long-suffering. So if we come at this verse with those three items, patience, endurance, long-suffering, what does this verse mean? Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Don't swear by heaven or by earth or any other oath. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. With patience. In other words, whenever you are making an agreement with someone, there should be no doubt what that agreement should be. If it takes 2 years to fulfill the agreement, let your yes be yes and your no be no. If it takes 10 years, I fully trust that you're going to come through what you promised to come through with. Patience. Long suffering. And if we truly realize that Jesus said 2,000 years ago, plus, that he was going to return for his church. And he would, in one day, after the tribulation, come back to earth and set up his millennial kingdom for 1,000-year reign, then we need to say it's going to happen. Why? Because Jesus promised it. Because his yes is yes and his no is no. And our word needs to be the same value as Christ's, dependable, so that people should not have to worry, I don't know if I'm going to give him $5 or not. I may never see it again because he's asked to borrow it. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, from the perspective of patience, long-suffering, endurance, so that you may not fall under condemnation. In other words, fall under judgment. You should have enough kindness and have enough honesty and enough trustworthiness that you will not be condemned. Think on these things and have a great weekend. God bless. Bye-bye.